in. Here we are, another waste of a podcast, show number 70 of our three-part series.
It's only 70?
71, sorry.
71.
71. 71 of our three-part series.
Yeah.
So we've gone a few parts over our three-part series. Oh, my name is Dave, in case you're a new listener, a new downloader, or a new beautiful person in our lives. I'm your ever-present host. Over to my left in the... God, bless it, that's... Blowing my own eardrums out. Over to my left, he's my good friend. Some would say my twin.
Some would.
I think I just did. We have Adam.
Sup.
Playa.
Playas.
Across the council from me is the intern who doesn't get paid anything, and really we should drop that whole intern thing at some point.
Yeah.
Because it's
But just, then I'm just Nick.
We have just Nick, ladies and gentlemen.
Good old just Nick.
Good old just Nick. And who soon will be on the celebrity couch, we have Sarah, the ever crafty one. Crafty Sarah's on the celebrity couch. But
Yay.
she is tending to child. Does that make sense?
And she's still awake?
The child is still awake. Yes, we got off to a late dinner. So she...
she just ate dinner?
Well, she just ate a snack. We just ate dinner.
Oh, okay.
So...
I hear someone.
You hear?
You hear her going, which means it means something.
It means she is not going to bed.
That's right.
Uh-oh. Anything's possible.
She can say my name now.
Say my name.
Pretty good.
You can't use Twitter anymore. Not if you're using your iPhone. Well, Kiwi says you cannot log in through Mixer through Twitter anymore if you're using your iPhone. Hi, Millie. We have another special guest.
That sucks.
Little Millie is in the room. Millie, you have anything to say?
Hi.
What's that?
Say Nick.
Say Nick.
Nick.
There you go.
Say Adam.
Say Adam.
Can you say Adam?
Can you say Adam?
Can you say... close. I'll take it.
Can you say, listen to another waste of podcast?
That's in
she
baby.
She said Adam, but she's saying it with her lips real sticking way out because she's
trying to
hit the microphone with her lips.
Say Nick.
She says Nick really cute. I would record that, Nick, if I were you and use it as a ringtone.
I think she said Dick.
No, she did not, David.
Nick.
I do.
Sorry.
What happened?
This is,
I feel like we all fell in a hole.
Did I?
No, you can. Adam, join us in the hole.
Oh my gosh, what am I doing in this hole?
Say Adam. Oh,
she got shy. She doesn't like it in the hole.
Millie, you going to go to 99? Go 99? 99?
This is fun.
We gotta start the show over, I think. Nine-nine. Okay. Enough of this nonsense. What a way to start the show.
That was ridiculous.
The chat room seemed to enjoy it, so... Oh, she said, say Kiwi. Oh, she's gone. Sorry, Kiwi. Maybe
so damn cute.
She did slobber all over my mic cover here, so that's kind of gross.
Maybe she got all the hair off.
Uncool, Nick. Uncool.
Oh, sorry. I didn't think
so about. Here we are. It's a Monday, and it's 1 week after our last show. And have we all grown and learned more in our lives since then?
Mm-hmm.
I have.
I have, too.
Adam, what is happening in your world, brother?
Well, I just got back on Friday from Viva Las Vegas.
What'd you do? Did you win me any money?
I did not gamble at all.
Why would you go to Vegas if you're not going to gamble?
What's wrong with you?
I went for work. They literally had us booked from the time we got there until the time we left.
Even when you were sleeping?
Yeah.
Well, you don't sleep much in Vegas unless you have a
room.
unless you have a conference the next morning.
So
like that first night. When I got there, you got to keep in mind they're 2 hours time-wise behind me.
Mm.
So I landed only an hour later from when I took off, in theory. But it's a 3.5-hour flight.
And boy, were your arms tired.
I was.
Nick wanted to
say. So we got there and we checked in and then we walked around the hotel and kind of looked at the shops and all that kind of stuff. And then I had to go check in for the conference. And we went to the conference and had free drinks the entire weekend. So, like, my liver is shot.
We are.
Like, so, like, we stayed up till like 12:30 on Wednesday night. I guess that's Thursday early morning, which to me was like 2:30. So that's pretty neat.
And you didn't gamble after that?
No. Then the next day we were in conference all day, and then we went and had dinner, and then they had rented out this big club, and Deion Sanders and Michael Strahan were there,
what?
So we got to meet those clowns.
Did they know what they were doing there?
They did. They were paid a hefty sums of money to come.
We like shoes.
Like last year, it was Mariah Carey.
What?
But she wouldn't talk to anyone. She just kind of sat in the corner and like had paid some guy to fan her. So like this year, they got people that would be personable and kind of walk around and talk to people. And Deion did not want to be there, but Michael Strahan was real cool.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Yeah, so we went. The club, not a club guy, so I just kind of went and hung out and drank with like my like the client team that we have, like our account managers and stuff.
But see, that would have been the perfect time to gamble.
But nobody else was going gambling, and I'm not a gambler, so what am I going to go gamble for?
Money.
That's spending money that I don't have, whereas I went to this club where everything was furnished for me.
That's true.
Where would you guys go? Would you go spend your hard-earned money on the slots or go drink all the free alcohol at the club?
I would have at least spent $20.
I would have spent at least...
I did go and I placed some money at the sports book.
Sports book?
Yep. So I put $5 on the Packers to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God.
At 4-1. $5 on the Rams to win the Super Bowl.
Oh,
5-1.
You're going to win $1 million on that one.
$5 on the St. Louis Blues to win the Stanley Cup at 12-1. And then I just, because I'm in Vegas and crazier shit happens, I put $5 on the Jacksonville Jaguars to win the Super Bowl at 150-1.
Woo!
That was the worst odds in Vegas. I mean, that was like the worst team you could bet on.
You're probably the only guy that put $5 on that team.
Ever.
Why? I mean, but that's the thing is why if I the other ones were for my dad, but I was sitting there. I was like, well, I'll just put it on there since I was already going to spend $20.
So
I put it on there, and then we went out drinking. And
we need to keep track of that.
I bet at like 4 in the morning, and I had to wake up at 7. It was bad.
We need to keep track of this. Is there any way we can do something like an Adam gamble
like
tracker?
A ticker?
Yes. Or you can.
I think we can just always remember it.
So when football.
I mean, I didn't make any, like, all these, like, monstrous bets or anything like that. And I'm glad I didn't because on my way home from work today, I hear there's a terrible grinding sound coming from my passenger side front wheel.
Did you run over someone?
No, I believe either my brakes are going out or something terrible is happening. So,
oh no,
I'm a little scared to drive my car right now. I got home, like it had been making sounds, but I got home on my way home. I stopped at the gas station. And it was just like, I couldn't even describe what it sounded like. It was so awful.
And
I hate my car. So
when I drove to when I lived in Missouri and I drove to Branson to do a store opening for a company I work for, I drove all the way over there by myself, and it was a nice drive. And by the time I got there, I was pulling off the highway and going to my hotel, and it felt like it was the first time I'd pressed the brakes, because all I heard was, like my brakes were gone.
Oh, jeez.
I had to take my car in while I was there.
Go to the floor.
Oh yeah, it just felt like it was metal grinding on metal.
Yeah, I've done that.
Adam, you're breaking up.
Go straight to the ground.
I've had putting my fiddle straight to the ground. It just was terrible and cost me money while I was supposed to be doing something else.
Oh, it sucks. I just got my oil changed tonight. Oh,
congratulations.
That's right.
Well done.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to be included somehow. Oh, I said something.
Sarah's car has a problem.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, there is a pipe underneath her car, I've noticed, that should be attached to something else, and it's not.
Well, that's...
Attached at all?
It's not attached at all. No, no, it's just kind of...
Is it her exhaust?
Probably her exhaust. And it makes a terrible... sound.
Most likely her exhaust.
And when I drive it, it makes me feel sleepy.
No, it doesn't.
I take little cat naps at stoplights.
Yep, that's your exhaust.
Oh, that's fine. It's the carbon monoxide.
Oh, okay, good. Because I was wondering what was making me take those quick naps.
Dave, they make special duct tape that you can...
I was considering it. I was considering taking a rag and wrapping it around it and then wrapping duct tape around that. Would that be safe, Adam?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, should be. I wouldn't put the rag. That's combustible, but the duct tape, that's fine.
I just thought maybe the rag would be,
Nah, you don't need it.
I thought maybe the duct tape directly to the pipes would burn, so... But I guess the rag would burn, too.
Yeah.
All right.
Tape's not combustible.
All right, so duct tape and...
they make, like, metal duct tape.
Gorilla
that's, like,
glue.
For that stuff. No glue.
No glue?
Just duct tape, Dave. All right. Glue will melt.
Damn it.
I know, it sucks,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah, duct tape should hold.
What if I soldering iron it? Solder iron the whole thing.
Do you have
a
soldering
iron?
Oh,
yeah, do that.
I have a tiny solder iron. For a little tiny solder.
I can see Dave underneath Sarah's car.
I can just solder it all day.
There you go.
Anyway, so that's Sarah's car. Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
Welcome to the party.
Thanks.
You're on Aaron's microphone.
Am I not supposed to be?
No. I mean, you can. I'm just saying that's the microphone. When I look down at your volume level, I have to look at Aaron now.
This is always the one that I sit at.
Yeah, Dave. What's wrong with you?
I'm just saying. It's set improperly.
Uh-oh.
It's not my fault.
No.
Somebody else sets the show up, not her.
Yep.
Dumbass. Hey, speaking of dumbasses, Rob will be joining us next week.
Hey!
Yay!
Live in studio?
On a call, or is he coming to town?
He'll be live in studio next week.
Oh, that's. I hope that everything goes well with my connection.
And he's bringing...
Last time, everything sucked.
Well, last time, you had zero connection.
Right? I had to call on the telephone.
Oh, if only I could redo that, I could have done many more things. Now I didn't think about it. I could have had that phone connected to the board, and we could have had it going. Would it just cost you, whatever long distance cost you?
Nothing.
Oh, perfect. Kiwi says, no rag, no duct tape. They make repair kits. It's like a heat-retarded duct tape.
Heat-retarded?
No, actually, it's retardant. But,
okay.
But that made me laugh. Yeah. So Rob will be here. He'll be bringing us a brand spanking new to us lappy top.
What?
Yes. Well, not new to him. He's had it. But he'll be bringing it to us because he doesn't use it anymore. Because he, like the rest of America, has an iPad.
No shit.
Oh, wow.
Well done, producer Rob.
So he's moving up in the world while we take another big step backwards.
No, you're just kind of remaining afloat.
We're
not going afloat yet.
Barely afloat. If people want to donate money, I'll set up that account. Thank you, listener Robin, who just liked our Facebook page.
Oh, wonderful!
Clearly, it is filled with hilarity.
Yes, it is. Our page is filled with wonderment.
I'm going to click on it right now and see what the last thing we posted on the page was. Show number 70. Vote for my friend. By the way, my friend won. He's in a band called Roots 101. So any of my listeners who are in Chicago, Roots 101, check them out. I believe they're a reggae band or something. And they're in some sort of competition. If they move on to the next round, and you have to vote for them again, if you can go to the page and vote. And then if they win, they can play the House of Blues in Chicago.
Ooh.
That was awesome.
That's right.
I imagine Adam did that too.
I did.
That was awesome. So vote for Roots 101. Nick brought us a delicious beverage to drink while the show is on. Nick, can you please give us your unsolicited advertisement now?
Bud Light Lime, Limerita, Margarita with a twist. 8% alcohol, 8 fluid ounces in a can. Put it over rocks, drink it right out of the can, put salt around the rim. Either way, it's good. That was kind of cool. I like that.
Yeah.
Show 71 brought to you by
Bud Light Lime.
Limerita.
Limerita. They can't keep these on the shelf. There was one left when I got this one.
It's
really?
It's in a tiny little can.
Tiny little children's can. It's 8 fluid ounces.
Child's drink.
But it comes from St. Louis, Missouri.
8% alcohol in this little tiny can.
It's big. Yeah, it's big.
There's a percent of alcohol for every fluid ounce.
Yes, there is.
The kids, they dig this.
It's so, Adam, have you had it?
I have. I do not like it, but I am not a margarita fan.
Oh, my God. If you like margaritas.
I don't like tequila. Makes me sick.
Drink it. It's a malt beverage.
Tequila makes your clothes come off.
That's right. Then it has caramel color in it.
I'm not wearing pants.
That's tequila.
It's a tequila.
Oh, was that my phone?
I think so. Charlie says she misses Bud Light Lime. She's in the United Kingdom.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't have Bud Light Lime there, I guess?
No. Guinness Lime.
Guinness Lime?
Ugh, God, so gross.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound appetizing.
But, like, I don't like Bud Light Lime, but I like this Limerita. It is very, very good.
I kind of like Bud Light Lime.
Bud Light Lime much more than I like Limerita.
I'm not a big fan of Bud Light Lime or any type of lime drink.
You'll drink Coronas with lime in them.
Yeah, I would rather.
So what's the difference?
I would actually, if they didn't give me the lime, I would actually just drink a Corona without it.
Oh, but then why do I always put lime in your Corona?
Because everyone
wanted to make you feel good.
I know.
Because they always give you lime with your Corona, so I always put it in because I want to look cool.
I think it tastes good with the lime in it. Your dad doesn't
too.
Like the lime in it either.
Well, I'm my dad's kid.
I guess so.
If you want to talk about it.
You guys are so Jewish.
Oi.
Oi.
Oi, vey.
So now since it's with this Limerita, you know, I was seeing at these, at like Chili's, they give you margaritas and they'll pour, they'll put a Corona upside down in it, and like as you drink the margarita, the Corona comes out of the bottle. Mm. So like it's. I want to do that with Bud Light Lime now.
put a can in the middle of your margarita.
Classy.
I think it'd be good.
Stay classy, Nick.
Oh yeah, that's my middle name is Class.
Nick Class.
That's right, Nick Class.
Nick Class. That's his new last name, Nick Class.
Nick Class.
I thought that was his whole first name.
It is. You just have to break it up.
Nick Class. I want to say hello to some of the people in the chat room right now just because they're there.
Hello, people in the chat room.
I don't know if I've said that live on the air as yet, but hello, Kiwi. Hello, Charlie from the UK. Hello, Robin with a Y. Producer Rob. And guest. Whoever this guest is, we enjoy the listen.
The ever elusive guest.
We had two guests. You had a friend guest earlier, but we only have one guest now. If you are still listening, guest, and if you want to log on to your Facebook page or your Twitter online on your computer, not on your iPhone, apparently you can't do that anymore, please join the silliness because we will talk to you.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't want to.
Sarah.
Yes.
How's your work been?
It's been fine. I've been working a lot at both jobs recently.
Nice.
I can't really talk about
making
it, though, can I?
Making the money.
Making the dollar bills.
Dollar bill, y'all.
Can I say I have a new respect for Magic Kingdom cast members?
No.
Are you gonna delete this out?
No, yep. You can say whatever you want.
I don't know how people can keep the magic while working at the Emporium at Magic Kingdom. Like at one point you just want to go crazy and just like scream at everyone.
Nice. The situation I'm looking forward to.
But you didn't, right?
No.
Okay, good.
Sarah is a professional. She's a pro, folks.
It is crazy in there.
She don't crack.
Tourists are savages.
Yeah, they are. You got to get those T-shirts and those fans.
Those are tangible memories.
Those keychains and spinning light wands.
Those are Adam. Those are tangible memories to you.
Oh, is that
they are.
One?
We call them. They call them tangible memories.
Oh, do they really?
Yes. You hold. It's something you can hold on to.
That's right.
This is about to give somebody, some people, some tangible memories in their face.
What do you mean you don't have any more stitch towels?
Some tangible bruises.
Apparently Dave's mom came and visited you.
Yes.
What? I want more stitch towels.
Where's the Percocet?
Still have a giant jar.
Jar?
Giant
jar. A jar of it?
A jar of it. It's like a candy jar.
Have a good time when I come down.
It's like a candy jar.
Maybe I'll take one of those before I go work at the Emporium.
You won't what work time for, did you work till?
You won't work very long. You'll just pass
right
out.
You won't work. You'll be just like lounging. You'll be asleep in the stuffed animal bin.
It actually was a lot of fun. But and it was cool because I worked there very, very late. Like till one, a couple times till like little, like 2 in the morning. And one time until 3 in the morning. So
barf.
It was, but let me tell you though. What did you say, Adam?
Did you have to work early the next day at your other job?
No, I don't think I did.
Thank God.
Well, but yeah, we have a 2-year-old that doesn't know the concept of sleeping.
That's true.
In. But
and Dave's no help, so
I take that back.
We all know about the kids.
Take that back.
I will not.
I am. I,
we, shall we replay the Italy episode, Dave?
Where he was concerned about what movie.
Hey, Cheryl, what movie should I watch? Meanwhile, you have this crying baby in your hands.
he's giving you the finger, Adam.
I know he is. Dave, I love you, man.
Adam, we're not going to Ireland anymore together.
Oh, come on. Yep. I'll let you film it. It'll be fun.
All right, maybe.
Adam will be sure to pre-pick out the movies before you get on the
Dave,
film.
You're going to be watching this one first, then this one second. Go.
Adam, the good news is, if...
got a new laptop coming.
If we decide to go to the UK at all, in our Ireland, I know people... Across
That's true.
That very country.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Could we stay with Charlie?
Sure, I'm sure Charlie will let us sleep on her couch.
I'll sleep on the floor, I don't care, as long as I don't have to pay for a hotel.
You can wallpaper a hotel.
What?
It sounded like he said paper a hotel.
Oh.
Charlie, let us know if we can stay at your house.
Yeah, Charlie.
She says, yeah, come stay.
See?
So
we got this.
We got some place to stay.
Other countries do you know people in, Dave?
I know people in Wales.
Oh, perfect.
I know people in Northern Ireland and Ireland, I think. I don't know.
Okay.
I know people in Scotland.
Scotland.
I know people in France, in Paris.
France.
I know people in Canada.
Oh, eh?
Well, we can go to Canada real easy.
Most of the people I know are in the East Coast or the West Coast of Canada.
Okay.
Though I want to go to Newfoundland.
I've been to the central Canada.
Because that's way up in the cold area.
I went to Vancouver, British Columbia.
Oh, really?
It was gorgeous.
Oh, really?
Really. That's I think I know people who live in Vancouver.
I can't remember. Is Devil's Tower in Canada or is it just very northern part of the United States?
Adam?
I
think it's northern U.S.
I don't. Have you been there?
Yes, we camped there, but
it's in Wyoming.
Is it?
Okay. Actually, I don't know. I thought it's a. It really came up real fast, and I hit enter, and I didn't see it. It's in Wyoming. Yes, is that where Close Encounters was filmed?
I think so.
Looks like it.
You see nothing right now. This is a blink.
But I saw it whenever it was tiny. Was tiny.
But we did go, now that I think about it, we didn't stay in Canada, we just drove
Canada.
Through. We saw Niagara Falls.
Canada.
Our home and native land.
Oh,
true
Canada.
Patriot love. No, I'm not going to sing it now.
Okay.
Kiwi says she's got family in Australia.
There you go.
Fuck. If we could go to Australia, I would be so stoked.
Yeah, that would be cool.
She has her family in New Zealand.
Is that as cool as Australia?
Is it New Zealand? You saw Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Orcs everywhere.
I told a teacher one time that I wanted to go to Australia, and she went, why do you want to go there? It's just California with sheep.
What a bitch. I just slapped her in the face.
Slapped the spit right out of her mouth.
I would love to go to Australia. We got to get this bullshit. You got this bullshit. September 2nd.
Who's drunk
my
here?
My parents are leaving for Africa.
What?
Who's leaving for Africa?
My parents.
What?
Going on an African safari September 2nd.
Is your dad going to shoot an elephant?
No, this is just the picture taking one.
Oh.
But you can go on those ones where you can shoot an elephant.
Jeez.
Wow.
He's gonna hunt man.
That's hilarious. I cannot see your mom in Africa.
That's hilarious, right?
She's going to befriend all of Africa.
Right. It'll be all over Pinterest.
This is like the funniest.
Well, like, they're taking this shit serious. Like, they went out and bought like this
pith
really
helmets?
Awesome new camera. To be like photojournalists.
We're going to blog this. We're going to put this on our blog.
Is your dad going to wear his Indiana Jones hat?
Yes, and my sister bought him a safari vest.
Oh.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be pretty badass. I'm way jealous.
Yeah, that is cool.
I'm not jealous of the price tag, but I'm way jealous that they get to go.
Charlie says Africa's awesome.
Oh, Charlie's been?
I guess so. And Kiwi says that her dad lives right on Main Street, Rotorua.
Let's go.
I don't know. That's the best town to visit.
I don't know what that means,
for
but
the
we're
full,
going.
For the full New Zealand experience. Oh. And she promises he's safe and he works for the government.
Oh. Okay, we're in.
I think Kiwi's really offering this to us.
We'll take it. And I also know.
If only he'll pay for our flights.
Maybe if he could swing it somehow with the government.
Yeah.
We're American.
Journalists.
Journalists. Yeah.
Yeah. I also
we're researching for our podcast.
And we're not researching. We're doing a show.
Yeah. Straight up broadcast live from New Zealand.
We should take.
Adam will still have to be in St. Louis.
No, I'll just have to be in an equivalent city that much further away from here.
We're in New Zealand. He's in Australia.
He's in Australia, yeah. Our friend from Australia.
We're in London. He's in Scotland.
That's right. Always away.
Always 1,000 miles away.
I also work with another girl from New Zealand, so we've got some New Zealand connections.
No, I think I'm good. Thank you, Ben.
I like how Nick gets off the microphone and asks and whispers, and Sarah goes, "No, I'm fine."
Yeah, I was like, "What's happening?"
Sorry.
Nick is getting more booze-a-rama.
I am obviously just fine with the one that I have.
Charlie says she went to Sierra Leone 4 years ago, and it's beautiful.
I don't know what that is.
Is that
okay.
South America? Like, way South America?
I think that may be in Africa.
Or not South America. I meant South Africa.
It's somewhere in not America.
The only thing I know about South Africa is it was in Lethal Weapon 2.
It's in West Africa. The only thing I know about South Africa is Nelson Mandela.
Diplomatic immunity.
No, South Africa is all English people.
Isn't that where Charlize Theron is from?
I think so.
Oh, is she really? I didn't know that.
Charlize Theron.
I believe she is.
She said, Kiwi says that he can't help with the flight, but he got her into all the attractions for free. Ooh. We have family everywhere in that town. So we need to start saving for flights, and then we can just
couch surf
New Zealand.
We'll totally couch surf through New Zealand.
Couch surf through people we don't know.
Or we can rent a Winnebago and drive it across the
That's
land.
That's a good idea.
We'll be like Mad Max.
Beyond the Thunderdome.
Beyond the podcast. Crazy.
If we all went on a trip somewhere, that'd be so fucking crazy.
It would be crazy.
Dave would get so mad at all
I'm
of us.
Mad at everyone already.
He would get so mad at us.
Right? He'd be so angry at us.
You guys are having more fun than I am.
No, you guys would do some stupid shits and get us kicked out of some place.
I don't do anything stupid.
Nope.
But I do.
Adam has a very, like, he can do stupid stuff, but, like, he's charming, so he can get away with it. Yeah.
But Nick won't.
My people don't normally know when I'm making fun of them.
Nick will be the guy who climbs up the The sign tower.
It's out of Jefferson City. Yep.
Take a picture of me, guys.
We all want steaks.
Look at me. I'm gonna go hug this kangaroo.
I'm getting in the car and I'm driving off. Screw you guys. I know
Adam would be there to take a picture with his phone.
Yes, I would.
And then he'd be like, no, just excuse my friend. He's drunk.
Don't worry.
Yeah, it's okay. He hasn't had his medicine in a while.
Kiwi's coming with us now.
Oh. I'll just say you're a make-a-wish kid.
That'll be believable.
A real big make-a-wish kid.
He has that jack.
He's got the opposite of Simon Birch disease.
He's like Nick said, he's got the Jack disease.
He's only six.
Oh, Jack. Yeah, that was the movie.
It's only six.
Simon Birch was a good movie, too.
That would explain a lot.
Six.
He has the mental capacity of a six-year-old.
That explains a lot now.
That can drink. That's terrible.
Oh, no. You can drink at any age in New Zealand, right?
I guess. What does it matter? We're all basically of age.
Not if he's pretending to be a six-year-old.
That's correct.
But he looks like a 21, 22-year-old or however he is.
Don't watch the movie Jack, okay? Then we'll have this talk.
Then we'll have this talk.
All right.
I have to have hairy arms, though, like Robin Williams.
Oh, my God.
Jesus, look. Borrow Dave's Teen Wolf costume.
Kiwi says she's going for sure in 2020, so we got time to save some money.
2020, that's plenty of time.
She's going where? She's going
to visit
home. Her parents?
She's going home for her daughter's graduation. She's taking her girl for a graduation gift.
Oh.
Her girl.
2020, that's plenty of time.
Plenty of time. 8 years to save some money. We may have gotten our credit card debt halfway down at that point.
Yep.
And she says the drinking age in New Zealand is 18.
Oh.
Oh.
Mm.
Well,
you can.
He can still be a make-a-wish kid at 18, right?
Just don't do anything stupid in the bars.
There you go.
Then we'll be able to cover it if you're not in a bar. But if you're in a bar, then you got to be on good behavior.
Okay.
Ja.
Right. That was pretty funny.
What's that? That subject? That no, segment
when,
just now?
When Adam,
I'll cut everything else out.
Fuck.
And in.
I want to go there.
So yeah, okay. So we've got the whole United Kingdom. We've got France, and we've got New Zealand and Canada.
I know people in the Midwest.
Oh, and I used to have we used to have a foreign exchange student that lived with us. That's from Brazil.
I don't need to go to Brazil.
Oh, I want to go to Brazil.
I don't need to go to Brazil.
We'll go at Carnival.
Carnival.
That's when American tourists get killed.
No.
You never hear about
that's
it.
That's only whenever you go to the bad part.
Not when they're with people that they know in Brazil.
That's right.
Who do you know in Brazil?
Paulo.
See Davis?
Paulo Pessoa dos Santos Netos.
Did he make you say that every time you said his name?
Yeah, that's how you had to... To call him.
What a jerk.
You must say my whole name.
Is he a listener to the show?
No, he's not.
What a jerk.
But he's a good guy.
Charlie wants us to go to Brazil and annoy the hell out of them. Give them a taste of their own medicine.
We'll have matching,
wait a minute.
Matching
oh,
shirts
oh,
and flags.
Yeah, we'll have matching shirts and flags and chant everywhere we go.
We are American. We are American. We are American.
Yeah. Oh, Nick is drunk.
Do they chant ole 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 all the time?
That's
what I'm chanting. They chant different things, mostly in Portuguese.
Huka haka huka haka 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 huka.
Or Hawaiian, apparently.
This is lime marita is really good.
I think that was Polynesian. That wasn't even Hawaiian.
Sorry.
Podcast 71 brought to you by Bud Light Lime, lime marita.
I'm going to have to delete all of that. They're going to sue the shit out of us.
They're going to be like, a six-year-old's drinking lime maritas on
the... A six-year-old with a Jack disease?
The make-a-wish child. we're terribly.
I'll make
awesome.
Sure not to put any of that in the show introduction. I don't even know what to write for the show so far. I don't know if we talked about anything at all.
Possible right, vacations.
Let's go to Disney World.
All the places we could go.
Yeah, from the people that we know.
So Rob,
we know people in Italy. We could
kind of
go there.
I guess we do.
Yeah.
I know people in Arizona.
I've been to Arizona.
I've never been to Arizona.
Beetlejuice.
Beetle.
Anywhere else we want to go? I want to go back to Spain.
Alaska.
You want to go to Alaska?
Yeah.
I've been to Alaska. It's gorgeous.
All right,
we'll gorgeous. Go. I heard from a friend.
I just heard it from a friend, too.
No way. Maybe we share friends.
Heard it from a friend
Maybe.
Who... Heard it from a friend who... Heard it from a friend you... Alaska is really nice. That's the new advertising campaign for Alaska.
Is Lori in the chat room?
Lori is in the chat room.
Oh. Lori!
Is she mad at me for talking bad about the Magic Kingdom
I don't think...
Place?
No, she was... She wants to hang out with Adam whenever he goes to, whenever he's in a different country than we are.
But see, Sarah, you didn't really say anything bad about it. You just said that you don't know how they could keep it. So it was more of a compliment than it was a slam down.
Yes. Slam down.
Slam down. Slam a da ding dong.
Well, I asked everybody before the show started. I was thinking that we need to have. Okay, so.
Yes.
Sherman Helmsley, George Jefferson, just recently passed away.
Poor guy.
Yes, it.
And
that's three, right?
How did he die? Because he wasn't old.
He died of death.
He was only like 70 something.
No, he was 80,
wasn't
I think.
Oh,
that's so.
But
isn't that three?
Old.
Andy Griffith, him, and some, and
yeah. When these things happen in threes, they have to happen in like the same week or a few days, not in a 3 month period.
Mm. It was Andy Griffith. Borgnine.
Ernest Borgnine, but that was a week ago.
Right, and then now him.
But three guys. That has to happen right away. Adam, rules?
I always thought that it had to be very close to each other.
That's, I mean, you know, there's not that many celebrities that are old like that, so they have to, I mean, they're older. They have a little time period to go. Just go on with it, man. Just go with it.
Anyways, I felt he's being celebrated now, at least he was for that day. And I thought we need to celebrate celebrities who aren't dead or not dead yet.
They're not dead yet.
Not dead.
Hello? Not dead yet.
Not dead yet.
So I think that each week we should come up with a celebrity, not necessarily an A-list celebrity, but maybe like someone who was not an international superstar, but they are still warming our hearts with their entertainment.
Tom Cruise.
How about Sean Connery? Is he old enough to be on this list?
Well, no, it doesn't have to be somebody old either.
Superstar.
A huge superstar.
And he doesn't have to be old either. It's just someone who would not be normally celebrated until they're dead for what they've done with their lives. So
Gene Hackman.
He would be celebrated alive or dead.
Oh, sorry.
He is celebrated.
Clint Howard.
Clint Howard. Adam
is
throwing Clint Howard onto the table. And we will name someone once a week for the rest of the year. And at the end of the year, we will pit them all against each other in a death match as to who will win the Another Waste of Podcast.
Are you going
to
write these down on the
fan
Celebrity of the Year?
Celebrity of the Year Appreciation Award. And we will send them something to their Facebook page, their Twitter account, and their P.O. box.
We voted you on AWOA.
Oh, man, this is going to be hard. Who do I take for granted?
Clint Howard. He's only been in, like, what, Ron Howard movies?
No, he was an ice cream man, right?
Yep.
Ice cream man.
No, Waterboy.
Yeah, he was in Waterboy. Well, hold on.
He was also in, like...
Adam needs to...
Austin Powers...
Adam needs to tell us why Clint Howard deserves to be the AWOA Podcast Actor of the Year. Not even of the year, of all time. And every year we'll do an all-time. Lifetime Achievement Award.
Of all time? All time we're doing
No,
this?
No, it's Lifetime Achievement Award. We're giving out a Lifetime Achievement.
For the year.
For the year. Every
I
year.
I think that Clint Howard should win it because he is an unattractive person.
That's true. He is very unattractive.
And he's in a very lot of unattractive. Movies.
Yet he still is in movies.
Yeah.
Because of his brother.
I'm very handsome and am not in any movies.
Because you don't have Ron Howard as your brother.
He was in an episode of Star Trek before, you know, Ron Howard was making movies.
He was Opie, though.
But he wasn't making movies.
But Ron Howard was Opie.
And so Opie had power to get his little brother in Star Trek?
He was on the fucking Andy Griffith show, okay? He had star power beyond you think. I'm just saying, Ron got Clint everything he has.
Adam? You've made Adam. You've made...
You know, I think that's probably an unfair statement. Mm-hmm. I would say maybe 99% of the things, but most everything else he got on his own.
Okay.
So Clint Howard.
I'm just saying. I mean, probably well, 95% of his...
Hold on. Clint Howard was in Gentle Ben in 1967. Mm-hmm. That was a big show. So
okay, so 67, and I bet you Ron was in Andy Griffith in what? 65.
He was also on the Andy Griffith Show.
Right. As the ugly brother.
All right, then who do you nominate, Nick?
Nick.
John Lithgow.
Oh, come on!
He gets all kinds of accolades.
Yeah.
He's a superstar.
Really?
He's kind of a superstar, and he wrote a children's book.
No, he's not a superstar.
He is totally
what,
a superstar.
What major movie was he ever in? And don't say what? Harry and the Hendersons.
What? Shrek? How can you? First of all, how can you not say Harry and the Hendersons when talking about John Lithgow?
Shrek. The World According to Garp.
World According
Footloose.
To Garp. Footloose.
Well, yeah, but he's like a B actor. He was never a major star.
He was the star of The Sun, which ran on NBC. For years. That's like saying Steinfeld.
Adam, you're breaking up. But he was on Third Rock from the Sun.
I know that, but he's a B actor.
That's not a B actor.
Okay, so wait, is Bruce Campbell a B actor?
Yes, but you'd be taking that from Sarah.
But he's not. Because he has a TV show now.
Hey, both of his, well...
Hmm. Burnout's still on.
Burnout? That is not the name of his show.
Is it
but that's not?
Not
his show.
It's not his show. He's
but he's on it.
He's a supporting actor on that show, not the lead star. Oh, the two series he was on that was on the, he was the lead actor, which was sorry, we're taking Sarah's thunder here. Briscoe County Jr. and
Jack of all trades.
Jack of all trades. It only lasted one season each, and they were both syndicated shows. Not A-list material.
They were only Channel 11 at night on Sundays.
Or at 11 o'clock in the morning on Saturdays.
Right.
Well,
not... Fine. So John Lithgow is too good of an actor. He's made over 1,000 movies.
No.
He's made at least...
Yes.
He's been acting...
And he has a very successful Broadway career.
He's been in movies since 1972.
Fine. Maybe I was thinking about that other John... From Night Court.
John Henderson?
No, John Larroquette. I'll accept John Larroquette.
Oh,
John
Larroquette.
Maybe
judge.
That's who I was thinking of.
Please tell us why you think John Larroquette should be...
Because he's awesome.
Could you please name at least 3 movies he's been a part of?
He was in a miniseries called The Tenth Kingdom.
I don't think that's a movie.
It's a miniseries movie.
It's a miniseries.
All right, all right.
I think
all right.
It should count.
Thank you.
He's a great man. He has...
He's a great man.
Pride in what he does, even though he was an alcoholic, and he noticed that, and he's gotten treatment.
He's got cool striped hair.
That's true. He has wonderful hair.
Big in How to Succeed in Business on Broadway with Daniel Radcliffe.
That's
oh,
right.
Really?
And he has a wonderful voice. He just makes you want to listen to him. Yes. That is my...
I think that's a good choice.
Yeah. All right.
I'm trying to find some movies.
John Larroquette, I would agree with. John Lithgow, I would not agree with.
Not so much.
I had either
not
John.
So much not
John had... Larroquette was in the awesome movie Blind Date with...
Was he really? With Ethan Hawke?
No. With... what's his name?
Bruce Willis.
Yeah, Bruce Willis. Thank you.
Oh.
Now, I was going to choose Bruce Willis, but no.
I was going to punch you.
Punch me through.
However, he's fast approaching the B-list because he's in Expendables 2.
Yeah.
I'm excited about Expendables 2.
Oh, my God. I'm excited to slap you.
I'm excited
to take that slap.
Yeah.
Did you see the first one? I didn't even see the first
Unfortunately.
One.
Oh, my God. The first one was awesome. I loved it.
I have no desire.
It was a lot of fun. It was just fun.
Look at him. Doesn't he just look handsome? That man, John Lithgow.
That's John Larroquette.
John Larroquette. We can cut that, right?
No. We're leaving that, and that's all we're going to have.
We'll see, I had John Lithgow as my go guy, and then John Larroquette as my second back, just in case.
All right, here I've got a guy on my list. I've got a guy
on
my
Dave, list. So, Dave, who was on your list?
I've got a guy on my list. This guy if anyone deserves a Lifetime Achievement Award, it's this guy, because he was in B-movies and completely disappeared. No one probably ever knows who he is to begin with. Michael Dudikoff from American Ninja in American Ninja 2.
Yeah.
In American Ninja 3. He was.
What else was he in?
What does he look like?
And he looks like this guy.
An 80s ninja.
This guy, a white ninja dude. It says here he was in Tron. He hasn't done anything since 2002, so that also he deserves to have his accoladed.
Oh, his lifetime of achievement ended in 2002.
I'm sorry, I am ignoring the chat room. I apologize. Everyone's freaking out. Nick, everyone's freaking out on you.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah?
For St. John Lithgow.
Lori says he was in 215 movies, according to IMDb. he was in Tango and Cash. He was in Apollo 13. John Lithgow wasn't he Lord Farquaad in Shrek?
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Mikey Manker says John Lithgow was in Twilight Zone, the movie.
That's right. Oh, yeah. I love that one. Yeah.
Matt is in the room. He says The Manhattan Project.
Yep.
And he says, I'm also ignoring the chat room. I apologize. I was looking up John Larroquette. Yes, I saw that, Mikey. The John Larroquette was also the narrator in Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
That's right.
How was he? Really?
Mm-hmm. The new one or the old one?
The new one.
So I apologize, chat room. They are now all very angry with me.
Well, I mean, you said B actors. I mean, these people have to be in some kind of movie.
215 movies?
Well, there could be B ones.
John Lithgow was the narrator for Texas, or John Larroquette?
John Larroquette. He's such a good voice.
He's just in love.
I was gonna say,
with John Larroquette.
Oh my goodness, the Lime Marita really.
It's like Ryan Reynolds all over again.
He's my old man crush.
So now Nick's got two.
Are we naming the actors or people that we want for this list?
I have no idea. I just thought Michael Dudikoff deserved to win.
All right, I'll say Adam Goldberg.
Adam Goldberg.
Because he was the Hebrew Hammer.
Oh, that's right. You like him because he looks just like Dave.
He does.
Okay, I've got some corrections here.
Uh-oh.
Clint Howard has been in 215 movies.
Oh.
And all these movies they're naming off, Clint Howard was in, I guess.
Should have ignored the
wait, what?
Room.
Yeah, he was in Apollo 13 for sure.
Though they didn't,
and who directed that?
They didn't preface any of this, by the way.
That doesn't count. Who directed that? By his brother.
Ron Howard. He was in The Grinch. Ron Howard. Everything he was in. Mean Ron Howard.
No, he was in Austin Powers.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
No, he wasn't.
You wasn't.
I was.
He was the radar guy.
Oh, that's right. Because of Ron Howard.
Ron Howard had nothing to do with Austin Powers.
But Ron Howard got his career started.
Then, but
if there was no Ron, there would be no Clint. I'm sure.
Now, see, but then we got to look at what's Julia Roberts' brother's name?
Steve Roberts.
That guy got everything because of her.
It's Julia Roberts has a brother?
Huh?
Julia Roberts has a brother?
Oh, yeah.
Julia Roberts.
I gotta remember his name.
Is his last name Roberts?
Knight.
He was in what?
Yeah, he was in The Dark Knight.
Was he?
Eric Roberts.
Eric Roberts, that was close.
I don't know who that is. Look him up, I wanna see his face.
Yeah.
I wanna see his pretty face.
Look him up.
He's in thousands
of jeez, this
movies.
Guy, yeah, he would be up for a B-movie award.
Right?
Oh, yeah. No.
Or Steve Urkel.
He's been a bunch of them.
Or Steve Urkel.
Steve Urkel was just in Mega Shark versus Crocosaurus.
What?
Danny Bonaducci.
If you're in a sci-fi movie, you're on the B list.
Then Danny Bonaducci was just in Bigfoot. So
then Christopher Lloyd is on the B list.
Would
he was
Steve
on Piranha.
Gutenberg be in it since he was in the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror movie?
Kirsten Dunst, right?
Yeah.
This all started because I actually saw on the news yesterday. I don't know what was happening, but I saw Steve Gutenberg on the news yesterday, and for a half a second I thought he was dead. And I thought, I wonder why this affects me.
I'm pretty sure if you're on Dancing with the Stars,
you're not dead.
You're a B-list celebrity.
You're a B-list celebrity.
If you're currently,
like they always say, the movie star, and it's like David Arquette, and it's me.
It says they're really mad at you, Nick.
What?
It says Ron Howard did not direct Tango and Cash, and Clint Howard was in that.
Yeah, but I'm saying that without Ron, there would be no Clint. If Ron was not a movie star, Clint would never have had
a
chance.
But Clint Howard is his older brother.
Correct. Look it up. Look, I bet you Ron Howard was in shit before Clint was.
Was in shit before he was.
That's right.
I bet you're wrong. How much you want to bet?
I bet you $5.
$5 it is.
Next week. I don't have $5 on me right now.
If this chat room could help me out faster, that'd be even better.
I'm telling you. I mean, okay, cool. Clint was in movies. I'm not denying that. But I don't think...
I think you are denying it.
I don't think...
But he never became a huge actor.
He wouldn't be a movie star
without... He's still not a huge actor. He's a B-movie actor.
Yep, and he's proud of it. All right, let's go back to the beginning of Ron's career.
Oh my
Ron's
God.
First movie was 1956. Clint's first movie...
60-something?
Clint's first... Oh, Jesus Christ. I had to go through 215 movies. Damn it. Sarah, give him $5.
When was it?
1963.
See, I told you. Look, seven years on his older brother.
But he was in an episode of Courtship of Eddie's Father.
Good. I'm so glad. But without Ron, there would have been no Clint.
Well, he, okay. Well.
When did Andy Griffith start?
Because without Andy Griffith, there'd be none of them?
Correct.
Well, that, because if you're saying that Ron's celebrity got Clint all of his work, then that would say that he didn't really start getting anything until after.
The Andy Griffith Show started in 1962. Mm. Courtship of Eddie's Father episode was 1963. I think it was an episode of Ben Casey. And then...
Yeah, but he was in his
was
first
only
movie.
A year later.
But he was in his movie, you know, before that, right? I mean, Ron was in something before Andy Griffith.
He was...
Michael, we're talking about his celebrity getting his brother...
Yeah.
Correct.
John.
Right.
And his celebrity didn't start till 1962, then you can't use 62.
He was a
And I would argue that it didn't start until Happy Days.
He was in a he played the voice of Roo in a Winnie the Pooh cartoon in 1966.
I agree with Adam about the Happy Days.
No.
Sunday.
Well,
Monday,
yeah, but what I'm saying is that Ron Howard himself was cast. Then Mother Howard said, "Wait, I have an ugly older son. You should use him in your shows, too." And they were probably like, "Well, we want to keep Ron, so we'll take Clint." That's what I think. Anybody?
I don't disagree that his brother got him a lot of stuff. I don't understand what we're arguing here.
I do.
I don't know either. I'm just defending what you guys
said. You
better
go back to the chat room and see what everybody
says. Yeah, because I totally agree that his brother gets him a lot of shit.
Well, then there you go. I win.
Mikey says that inflation adjusted, Steve Guttenberg is the highest grossing actor of the 1980s.
He might actually be.
Yeah. Wasn't he in like 5 movies a year?
He was in Cocoon and Cocoon 2.
He was in Cocoon.
Police Academy 1 through 17.
Three Men and a Baby, then Three Men and a Little Lady.
That's true.
And whatever that soccer movie was. Oh, but that was probably the 90s.
Oh, that was Green, The Big Green?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but then he was in Police Academy 1 through 17.
He was not. He was in Police Academy 1 through 4, I think.
No.
Yeah, he eventually left for the series.
He was not in Operation Miami Beach.
Should we put Bill Murray's brother on the list, too?
He's got a whole bunch of brothers. Brian Doyle Murray?
Sure. The guy in Moving Violations?
Oh,
yeah, the
fuck.
He's in a bunch of movies.
No, he did one movie. That was it. Moving Violations. Moving Violations. I used to love that stupid movie. Oops. Moving Violations, 1985, starring John Murray. And John Murray made.
He doesn't even have a picture on IMDb.
Nope. John, he made a few movies.
But he's not cool enough to have his picture on IMDb.
He
wins.
He was in Caddyshack, uncredited. He was in Scrooged. He had a scene there. He was in an episode of Northern Exposure. He's in the 11th Hour. He plays the RV guy. Is Adam still with us?
Yes, I am.
Adam!
Adam, next on Nick's list is Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, Tom Hanks.
That asshole's never been in anything. Kevin Bacon.
Yes, and then Tom Hanks. He wouldn't be anywhere if it wasn't for Ron Howard.
That's right.
That's what I'm saying.
And Lori says the Sheen family.
Oh yeah.
Are we just naming
Antonio Banderas? No, that's not a Sheen. Enrique Iglesias.
What's
Charlie Sheen's brother's name?
Emilio Estevez.
There you go. I would have got there eventually.
He's got a couple brothers.
Ricky and Glacius.
How did I get the crappy microphone stand again?
No, because you chose the seat.
This is where I always sit.
Well, then that's how you got the crappy microphone stand again.
Does anybody want a Limerita?
Oh, Jesus.
I'm going to get up and get one.
No, I'm good. Nick's going to drive a giant diesel truck home.
Sure, I'll take another Limerita.
Go for it.
Go for it. We need to start selling merchandise. But if we do that, who's going to make the money on it?
Who's going to buy it?
Who's going to what?
Who's going to buy it? That's
who's
going to
buy
question.
It? I think Lori will buy a shirt and maybe Kiwi. Rob wants to know what other sibling actors are there. Sibling actors. Besides the Howards?
Well, you said the Sheens and the Esteveses.
Macaulay Culkin, and like he's got some brothers that are... Oh, the River Phoenix and Joaquin Phoenix.
Tom Hanks and Colin Hanks.
Ben Affleck and Casey Affleck.
Yeah.
Felicia Rashad and Debbie Allen. Okay, I'm now looking at a list.
What about Sister? Geez.
Don and Jim Amici.
The Wilson brothers?
No,
Owen
and
Luke?
I like Sarah's. What was yours again, Sarah?
The sister twins.
Very nice.
Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Yeah.
Mary-Kate would be nowhere without Ashley.
Nick's not here to argue that.
Is that true, Nick?
Shut up.
Mary-Kate, would it be nowhere without Ashley?
Oh, God.
Oh, Nick's going to argue this next.
They on Full House, they appeared as one. So you only needed one. If it was a show about twins, then you needed twins.
You actually needed four.
Quadruplets?
No.
Is quadruplets a word?
But Limerita is.
Hey, fix my headphones. I can't hear out of my left one.
How's that?
I don't know. No one's talking.
Hello.
Okay, that is better.
Hello. How about, you know, Candace Cameron would be nowhere without Kirk Cameron.
Oh, yeah.
And it's true.
Okay, so I just want to say that we're way off of what we were doing.
No, we're fine.
Still there.
I thought we were nominating people.
Bo Bridges would be nowhere without Jeff Bridges.
The whole Bridges
And neither
family.
Of them would be anywhere without Lloyd Bridges.
That's correct.
What about Drew Barrymore and John Barrymore?
Drew Barrymore would be nowhere without the Barrymore name.
What about Dennis and Randy Quaid?
Oh.
Mm.
Randy would be everywhere without Dennis. No, wait.
No.
I meant that the other way.
The Quaid brother. What about, what's his name? 30 Rock.
John Lithgow.
Oh, the Baldwin
brothers.
Not three, Third Rock.
The Baldwin brothers?
30 Rock. From the Sun? Oh, jeez. The Baldwin family. Yes, they're talking about the Baldwin family now. I'm falling behind.
Yep.
John Cusack and Joan Cusack.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think... But
Matt just wants us to talk about Anthony Michael Hall.
He's pretty B.
Ugh. Matt also wants to tell me that his wife, Jen, wants me to know that there's a woman who looks and walks exactly like the hag at her new job, so that's good, or her current job.
That's good to know. Not good.
Who's a hag?
Don't even worry about it. Elizabeth and Andrew Shue.
Yeah, the Shue twins. The
Shue Andrew twins. Shue.
He was on Melrose Place, and that was about it.
Oh.
How about soccer, though.
Buddy and Vilma Ebsen?
Nope.
Buddy Ebsen from... From Beverly Hillbillies.
The Marx Brothers?
Yes.
Yeah, the Marx Brothers.
Where would the Marx Brothers be without Groucho? Nick,
guys, you're just going with what I was saying.
Dude, Groucho Marx didn't start first; they were all together.
No, ooh. Groucho was. Yeah,
who's on first?
Was he?
Yeah. I didn't think so. I thought he was.
He was the most successful one.
Michael and Mary Gross.
What about Lucy and Ricky Albal?
Yeah, they're a married couple. Unless you're talking.
I don't know what that was.
here's some
a Lucille, a Lucille.
Greg and Brian Gumbel. This is a perfect example, Nick. Greg Gumbel would be nowhere without Brian Gumbel.
Who the fuck is that?
Oh my god! Rob says the Three Stooges.
No.
Nah.
Only two of them were brothers.
They weren't really brothers.
Curly and Moe were really brothers. And so was Shemp.
But they
were all brothers.
Oh, my God. But when we're talking about the Three Stooges, Shemp and Curly weren't there together at the same time.
Correct. But Shemp was there first, and then Shemp didn't want to do it, so then they got Curly to do it. Curly had red hair and a big mustache, and then they were like, oh, that doesn't work right. So then he came back 10 minutes later with a shaved head, and they were like, you're in. And then whenever Curly had the heart attack, they were like, Shemp, we need you.
Oh,
I saw that movie, too.
Yeah.
Did you see that movie?
I did.
It was a terrible movie.
It was touching.
It was touching, but terrible.
It was touching.
It was like I watched a movie like that about the monkeys. That was awful.
I've got that. You can watch it when you come back.
You do have it? I think Eric Orr was in it, who played the voice of Max.
It's Daydream Believer. I own that.
I just want to know. Okay.
Stacy and James Keach.
Can somebody explain this to me, Dave? Mostly you or Adam. Sorry, Sarah. Is
Jonathan and Jordan Knight?
When you look at like
brothers.
They look similar and have similarities. Whenever you look at Rob and Dave, you know, they kind of look alike. They're the same shade.
we both have boy parts.
That's right. But Shemp, Moe, and Curly looked nothing alike.
I thought Shemp and Moe looked
at all.
Alike.
Yeah, Shemp and Moe looked a lot alike. They both had long black hair.
Oh, that long, greasy black
hair. There you go. But Curly, what was their mother doing?
Why would you think such terrible thoughts against Curly? He's dead.
They're all dead.
He had a stroke for the love of God, and you are beating his good name.
I love them. They're great. I'm just saying that they didn't look alike.
Well, not all siblings look alike. Thank God Sarah does not look like her brothers.
Thank God indeed.
Thank God for them. They'd be very girly looking. The Deschanel sisters.
Oh, I didn't think her... Is her sister famous?
Yeah, she's in
Zoe and I can't remember the lady that's on.
Oh,
Bones.
That's right, she's in Bones.
Bones.
Nick, what about Rob and Chad Lowe?
Oh, what about
Rob Lowe?
Where would Chad Lowe be without Rob Lowe?
The Gillenthals.
No, wait,
Gillenthal.
And Chad Gillenthal.
I would just like to say how this is twisted. We were going from B movie Life Achievement Award to me just saying Clint would be nowhere without Ron. And now we're shouting siblings at me. I don't really give a shit.
Alyssa and Corey Milano?
I don't remember Corey Milano.
I have no idea either. Where would Corey
Google
be?
It. Let me see his picture.
What about Angelina Jolie and her brother that she kissed?
Ugh, hate that.
Kind of looks like her.
I hate even thinking about that.
Eddie and Charlie Murphy? Where would Charlie Murphy?
Johnny and Dennis Depp?
Johnny and Dennis Depp?
Dude, so is Dennis
Who's
Depp
Dennis?
In?
He's done absolutely nothing for him. Where would Jim Paxson be if it wasn't for John Paxson? They both played at basketball.
I thought of one while Nick was talking, and then it went away.
Probably was awesome.
It probably was. Did we say Donnie and Marky Mark Wahlberg?
No. That's true, Sarah. You make a very good point. I mean, though
Marky Mark wouldn't be anywhere without Donnie Wahlberg.
Marky Mark was doing underwear ads.
Only because of his brother.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right. He would have ended up in jail.
What about Matt Dillon and Bob Dillon? Without Bob, there would be no Matt.
Is Bob and Jacob Dillon, though. Oh, Jacob started his band.
And that was clearly just because of his dad.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about what with one BG and not the other BG?
Now, and here's another one for Nick. Jamie Lynn Spears would be nowhere without Britney Spears.
What the fuck is Jamie Lynn at?
She's a singer.
You could say the same about Jessica Simpson and Ashley Simpson.
Yeah.
You better check the chat room before they yell at you again.
Sorry.
You know,
Donnie and Marie, I don't think it works
Nick
like
Lachey
that.
Nick Lachey and his little brother.
true.
Mm-hmm. Charlie says all her family's brunette. She's the only redhead. She looks nothing like her family. But they swear she's not adopted.
Aww.
Oh,
that's good, Charlie.
Wait, she's a redhead?
Yes.
That's good, Charlie.
Oh.
She looks just like that.
Charlie bit me! Have you guys watched that video?
Yes.
Oop, now she got a tiny
bit
picture.
Me.
Ah, Charlie!
Why would you say that?
I didn't say anything on mic. Oh,
what did he say?
Nothing.
Did he say he has a crush on her?
No.
No.
No. I didn't
he did
say
use
that.
He did use a C word, though.
No. What?
Not nice to call Charlie the C word?
No, he didn't.
That's terrible.
He didn't call her the C word.
Oh.
The C world.
Dave, I'm going to take the shovel away from you. My hole that I dug was not that big. Dave is digging me deeper.
Just said you called her the C word.
Close enough.
I'm sure Charlie's not a C word.
No, I didn't say anything like that.
Charlie begins with a C.
Now you're gonna have
Charlie,
to...
you're a wonderful
now
person.
Now you're going to have to say what you said.
I'm not saying
that's
it.
That's the only way to make up for it.
It's the only way to make up for
okay,
it.
Okay, so he said she was redhead. So I said, oh, a fire crotch. And then you heard C word, and then it was C word. You call her a C word. And I just said crotch. That was it.
I'm sure she loves to be called that.
Inappropriate, Nick.
Very inappropriate. I wonder how many times she's been called that.
If anybody on the show is going to be inappropriate,
it will be Nick. True.
That's correct.
I wonder if she's still listening. She may have disconnected and gone to bed.
Yeah.
I mean, she
I
is
don't
in the. It is. She is in the UK. It's probably like 8 in the morning at this point.
Maybe she's watching the Olympics.
After,
yeah, maybe she's at the Olympics.
Oh.
She says, "Yeah, thanks, Nick."
Oh, did she say that?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Hey, I got a new fan.
I think that was sarcastic.
Yeah. That was a sarcastic remark.
Well, hey, that could be my new fan right there.
I don't think she's going to be buying your shirt.
Can we talk about the fucking Olympics?
You've seen the fucking Olympics?
Oh, my God.
It was a videotape. This was years ago of the sex Olympics.
Oh.
Everyone won.
I'm just saying the Olympics. Did anybody watch the opening ceremonies?
Sarah and I did not watch the opening ceremonies because we don't have regular TV right now, so
my
we couldn't watch it. Adam, Nick, continue the conversation. Oh, Nick, it's all
I
you.
I do not have.
It was
chat room. If you've seen it, please chime in. I will pay attention.
Literally, if you took out crack and you lined it up on the table and then snorted at least three lines. And smoked a doobie, you might understand what they did in the opening ceremony.
I heard it got good reviews.
Oh, my God.
I also heard that it was very good.
Like 15 Mary Poppinses came down.
Oh, that's
cool. Life-size.
That's
would
cool.
Get back to your show. I will read the chat room.
A life-size, not even life-size, humongous Voldemort. I mean, they had like, it was kind of cheesy. It was like every British famous actor that they had, like, that was kind of still alive or, like, in a book, they, like, showcased in this opening ceremony. I mean, it was, like, you know, like, those Halloween puppets. Like, it was, like, like the face, and then it was cloaked, and then they had, like, the hands, and then everything else was kind of, like, limp.
Uh-huh.
And it was, like, they had, like, Cruella de Vil and Captain Hook and, like, the Lady and the Tramp.
Here, Nick hates the Olympics?
And no, it was, everybody was...
Nick's hate the Olympics.
Literally, we were all watching. We were at Howl at the Moon, which is a dueling piano bar.
Uh-huh.
And literally, everybody at the bar was, like, staring at the TV going, like, what the fuck are we watching?
I think that's how all opening Olympics...
No,
Charlie says, holy crackers, the opening ceremony was a trip.
Yeah. See?
There was a gigantic Voldemort puppet and Captain Hook.
See, I told you, Charlie is now my fan.
You know, I keep hearing that it was really good, but then I hear bits and pieces of it like that, and it's like, what?
Oh my God,
it sounds so crazy.
They had like, out of,
it does.
They had
I
like,
heard that they like
hundreds of kids
helicoptered
jumping
in the Queen with James
Bond.
Yeah,
she skydived.
Yeah. No, that was was the most ridiculous thing ever because it showed like the ass of the Queen in like a parachute, and then they showed like Daniel Craig like looking at the pilot, and then looking at the camera, and then like and then they showed like two people like in a dress and then in a suit jumping out of a helicopter because it was like helicopter. TV screen. Helicopter? And you're like, okay, well, that's obviously not real. And then as the Queen is jumping out of the plane, and then she pulls her, like, you know, British flag parachute. Here they show the Queen on TV walking from the tunnel to sit down in her chair. And we're like, that's not real at all. Not even... I mean,
because the Queen's going
to
parachute.
Did you think that it was going to be real?
No, but she's not even wearing the same dress. I mean, if they were going to do that, they could have coordinated. Like, okay, well, the queen's going to wear this. Well, we should wear this in our fake.
I don't think the queen wears anything twice.
Well, I don't give a shit. She could have worn. I mean, it was an actor. They could have dubbed it.
Venus and Serena Williams. Sorry.
They were both equally good.
I thought we were still talking about that.
But
I heard Paul McCartney saying "Hey Jude" again. I probably would have punched myself in the face.
Oh, I didn't
hear it. I heard it was like 3 minutes long.
I didn't hear it.
Nick, Charlie says she's a legend and can probably have you beheaded.
Oh,
see, that's I told you.
I guess Nick's going to be broadcasting from here while we all go get to Sarah.
I told you. He'll have a brand new fan.
He'll be up in the Tower of London. The man in the iron mask.
Guys, you guys are all misunderstanding. That says right there, Nick, you're the coolest guy on the podcast. Right there. She's my new fan.
That's what it says.
It does.
I don't think she feels that way.
She's a legend, and she likes legends. Obviously, I'm a legend.
I think she's still thinking about what you called her earlier.
It wasn't derogatory.
It wasn't?
I don't think
you were saying it in a positive way.
Positive way.
You like.
No, I never said I like.
You can't say that.
I just pointed it out.
Why don't you shouldn't point at that? That's not gentlemanly.
Anyway, the Olympics were weird.
That was just the opening ceremonies. You didn't even watch the regular Olympics.
We made a thought the other day, and I mean, I'm just saying
we did.
I mean, I didn't. But somebody told me that like whenever you watch the Olympics, it's only like America versus whoever. What about the other shit? Like, what about the other games that are going on? What if I want to watch Russia go against South Africa?
Then you have to get the Olympics channel.
Oh.
There you go, Nick. Done.
There you go.
I typically play them all over, but the primetime ones are just the U.S.
The U.S.
sports.
And that's what I thought, too. I thought, because it's NBC, they can only play so many Olympics. So yeah.
Remember the triple cast?
So they try to find the ones with the U.S. playing.
Right. And wherever you're at, they'll play your team.
We're going to get our asses kicked by China this year.
In what?
In everything. They have more medals than we do.
Win it, except for gymnastics.
I thought they always win in gymnastics.
Yeah, their men's gymnastic team. They're like, top guy went out, and so they brought in this new guy who fell off every piece of equipment he was on.
Just everything. He fell out of his...
straight up fell off the bar. The pommel horse.
And then his
and
folding
he fell
chair.
During his floor routine.
He fell while he was putting the chalk on his hands.
Right. He fell breathing.
He slipped off the toilets.
Wait, what country was this?
China. It was shocking.
Oh, Charlie, we got you somebody that you can behead.
Nick?
What?
Oh, I was saying somebody to behead.
Oh, I thought you...
Okay, total medal count. China has 17, United States has 17, Japan has 11.
Ooh, yeah.
But they have more gold than we do.
We're winning.
Can I tell you that the director of The Matrix has become a woman?
What?
I did that.
I just read that.
Let's see a picture of him as a woman. That's not him as a woman.
Well, that's him with two earrings. This is going to be awkward, I'm sure. Hold on.
He was a what?
But didn't you say just became? So is there even a picture?
Oh.
That's.
Is that him?
That's uncomfortable.
Oh, is that him?
God. I think that's him, yes.
He looks like Scary Spice. But
he doesn't
white.
Look terrible.
He has pink dreadlocks and scary.
At least from here, he doesn't look terrible. Like, if I would have seen that picture, I would have.
You've been like, oh, that's a chick.
Yeah.
Would you really have thought that?
Well, I'm also like 7 feet away from the computer.
Oh, yeah, I haven't pulled up the picture.
You won't.
Because when
me
I
look.
Surf the internet, my connection goes out.
Truck.
He looks much happier than the picture of him as a man.
I'm a man. Charlie says, over here, BBC have like 13 channels dedicated purely to the Olympics, and one, the main BBC One channel, using an interactive service, you can choose pretty much any event and watch that's going on at a time.
That's cool.
That is cool.
Why don't we live in the BBC?
We could.
Yeah, because then we could get Ricky Gervais's network, and we could all watch An Idiot Abroad all the time.
Stop.
I love that show.
That show's awesome.
It is really awesome.
And then have you seen he's got that new one called Life's Too Short with Warwick Davis?
Uh-oh.
Oh, you were talking about
it's
that.
It's on HBO. It's awesome.
We will have to check that out.
I've only seen clips of it, but I will buy the series when I see it just because the clips I've seen are glorious.
Did you watch his show? What was that? What was the
Extras?
Show? Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I love that show.
I own it. I loved every second of it.
Yes.
His manager is so funny.
I know.
Steven, what's his real name? Damn it.
Gutenberg.
Merchant? Isn't it Merchant?
Steven Merchant. Yep.
Yes. Does Charlie know Steven Merchant and Ricky Gervais? Because then we'll definitely go.
Charlie, do you know Ricky Gervais?
Yes, I will totally go there.
Or Mr. Bean.
Or Mr. Bean.
I do like Mr. Bean.
He was
Bean.
The funniest part
I
of the
like
whole.
Mr. Bean.
He
had this segment in the opening ceremonies, and he was the funniest damn part of the whole thing. Like, he was like the only reason I liked watching it.
I'd hope so. He's very funny.
And he was like at the end, which was cool.
Mr. Bean.
We have Mr. Bean on Hulu. Sorry.
We do.
I was watching it the other day. Yeah.
He's so funny because he doesn't have to talk. No. And he's hilarious.
No. There's lots of great comedians.
She does not know them personally, but she agrees Idiot Abroad is amazing.
Okay, good.
All right, well.
I wonder if anyone's left any messages for us. I haven't checked.
Don't hold your breath, Dave.
What was the name of that website, Nick?
Back to the B-list.
Touchmytube.com.
I don't think that was it.
Touch my tube.
Sarah, don't ever say that again.
I got Sarah to say touch my tube.
Nick, don't you say that ever again either.
Record to my pipe.
Speak pipe.
Oh, yeah. Record. What were we calling it, though?
Talk to my pipe.com. Speak pipe. Speak to my pipe.
Speak pipe. Nope, no messages yet.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
So if anyone wants to leave us a voice message so we can hear your voice, you can go to Speak Pipe.
Talk to my pipe.com.
You can go to our you can go to our Facebook page and you can click on the Speak Pipe icon.
So you can speak to the pipe.
Our good friend listener John Jizzle has made some more tweets.
He tweeted,
and I will read some of them now.
All right,
this is a fun show. Is everybody else having fun?
Oh yeah,
Dave.
Yes,
I feel like Dave's the like. He's like the teacher that has like the half an hour left at school on a Friday, and he's just like, I'm fucking putting up with these kids right now. It's my Friday. I'm
John Jizzle says, shut your mouth, Whitesnake's on.
Well, he must love the Whitesnake.
That's funny, because if you think about a Whitesnake.
Yikes.
Oh, stop it.
Let's see. The world is divided into two types of people, those who can raise one eyebrow and those of you that can't. We're just better. Sorry.
Hmm? Wait, which one's better?
The ones who can raise.
Are you sure? That's what he's saying?
He didn't say.
No.
Well, wait, Dave, can you raise both eyebrows equally like the other one?
I can't raise one eyebrow.
Adam, can you raise both?
Yes.
Like individually?
What? That doesn't make any sense.
Like go like this, uh-huh. And then do it with the other eye instead.
That's what raising.
I can't.
You're such a doofus.
No, you know, like that look, like that. You know, like with the one raised eyebrow and the one down. Can you switch?
John Jizzle writes, "Quick, who would win in a fight, Gandalf or Dumbledore? Best pickup line. Best pickup line ever."
Oh, I meant, yes.
John Jizzle writes, I prefer small boobs on women because she's not a piece of meat, and besides, insecurities will keep her trying that much harder.
I think Gandalf would win.
That's good advice.
Against Dumbledore.
You think Gandalf would win?
No way. He has more spirit.
He defeated that huge, crazy bull thing. Yeah. And he came back to life.
That's true.
But Dumbledore beat all those other, like all those... Yeah. Skeleton-looking guys.
Yeah, but he had Harry Potter.
Yeah, he did have Harry Potter.
I mean, Gandalf.
No, he saved Harry Potter at that time.
Now, wait a second. Oh. If you think about it, Gandalf...
Charlie says Dumbledore, by the way.
No, Gandalf.
Yeah. Thank you, Charlie.
Says Dumbledore.
But look at it.
Don't say
okay.
No.
So in Lord of the Rings, look at how much Gandalf had to go through. I mean, he had to ride horse. He had to go across thousands of miles of New Zealand landscape.
Yeah,
Middle-earth to you.
And he had to do all kinds of stuff, and he had to run. He was running. What did Gandalf do? No, what am I trying to say?
Dumbledore.
He just stayed in
Hogwarts. Have you tried to be the principal of a school before, my friend?
He just stayed in
Try that.
He He just stayed in Hogwarts.
Lori also says Dumbledore.
Gandalf, man.
People wore that ring and it poisoned him and it was going to kill him and he had to ask Snape to then just finish the deed.
John Jizzle writes, still haven't figured out how to get excited about delicious bratwurst without sounding completely homosexual. Sorry.
That's true.
Continue.
Bratwurst sounds good.
I thought we were still talking about Dumbledore.
I know. I was like, wait, what?
Fine, Dave.
I bet Jesus left doors wide open all the time, you know, because where he was born.
Oh, I get it.
That's funny.
Whose name did people use in vain before Jesus?
Mary, damn it.
So we've agreed that Dumbledore would win that battle.
No, I think Gandalf.
Yes.
I'm with Gandalf.
I'm going Dumbledore.
Sarah?
Really? I think Gandalf.
We are going to put that up on the webpage.
You do it.
All right.
I'm telling you, by sheer physicality, Gandalf would win any fucking fight.
Gandalf came back to life, you guys.
and he had a huge...
Gandalf never died.
Yeah, he did.
And he just fell down in the long pits.
No, he didn't die.
Oh.
We thought he died.
If we want to talk in winning factors, Gandalf had a staff. Dumbledore just had a wand.
Dumbledore had
an elder wand.
He had an entire staff of people who worked for him.
Elder wand.
Whatever. And he had the elder wand. I have to agree once again.
The elder wand. It's the most powerful wand ever made.
That's true. But and he had the stone, too.
He had the
resurrection stone.
Yeah. But he didn't have a hobbit with him.
You're just pulling his straws, Nick. You got nothing.
No, I'm saying Gandalf.
You got nothing.
Now look at this. Okay, if we want to talk about sagas here, it took one Gandalf to finish the series. It took two Dumbledores to do it. Mm-hmm. That's just because one died. But I mean,
you're talking semantics of a
now
movie.
You're talking actors versus characters, and that's you can't.
I'm like trying to figure out like two Dumbledores.
We're trying to talk reality here, Nick. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. If you want to look at like what the current Dumbledore was, what was his last acting gig? The general from Toys.
Maybe he was in Open Range.
I think he was in Toys with Robin Williams. He played the Dick General.
Nick Charlie says you could argue Gandalf needed the huge staff to walk and make magic, but Dumbledore only needed a wand.
And he could barely walk.
You could barely walk.
But what?
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 Watch the movies.
I do.
I don't read the book. No. Read a book once in your life for the love of God.
I did.
Dave.
I think I made
Dave is that books. Teacher.
Dave, I think I made Dave angry.
Get an education.
Dave, I'm sorry if I made you mad, Dave.
Shut up.
Don't be hating, Dave.
Shut up.
All right. Go John Jizzle tweets.
Wait a minute. What's the poll question I'm asking here?
Oh, about who would win in a fight.
Win in a fight. Double Gandalf.
Win in a fight.
Was it a fight or was it the...
Dumbledore or Gandalf? I shouldn't do this. Gandalf.
Golfdolf?
I shouldn't be the one who spelled
it. Who's Golfdolf?
Gandalf. Uh-oh. We got people coming in the room who have been quiet. Gandalf all the way. You guys suck. From Kiwi.
That's right, Kiwi.
Yay, Kiwi.
Kiwi's on our side. Hells yeah.
Yay, Kiwi.
And Lori says Jeff is picking Gandalf.
See?
Oh, yay, Jeff.
Though Lori picked Dumbledore.
See?
Tell Lori. Lori, tell Jeff he's sleeping on the couch.
See, I think we're going to be house divided on this one.
I think we are.
But see, Kiwi has home advantage. I mean, she's from New Zealand. She knows what Gandalf can do.
It's just a movie, Nick.
Middle Earth is not really
Middle
New
Earth.
Zealand.
Whatever, dude.
There.
By the way, who wins B movie actor award?
I know, right?
All right. Who wanted to fight Dumbledore or Gandalf?
Yep.
There, it's up on my page. I'm going to find a way to get it onto the Another Wasted Podcast page. I haven't figured that stuff out yet.
I think after The Hobbit comes out, everybody's going to say Gandalf will be the winner.
I heard everybody's in it.
Oh, you really? Shall not pass.
Thou shalt not pass.
Shall not.
If I was a teacher, I would say that to all my students.
You shall not pass this class.
That's what Dave's going to say. Since he's the teacher of the podcast.
You're the son of a... AWOA podcast.
Right.
At the gmail of the dot commie.
Ooh, that's funny.
Commie.
Dot commie. That's our website.
And leave a message at SpeakPipe.
Oh, here it is. I can ask it right here. Okay. I didn't realize I can do this. Our SpeakPipe? Yes.
Our SpeakPipe.
Nick,
talk to my pipe.
Who would win in a fight? Gandalf or... How do you spell Gandalf? Damn it.
Isn't it G-A-N-T-A-L-F?
I think we should have two polls this week. Would Gandalf or whatever the other guy's name is.
Dumbledore
win in a fight. And would Clint be anywhere without Ron?
I don't know why that matters. Why are we even arguing that?
I don't know.
It was a statement I made, and then Dave took it.
Why are we even
We disagree.
Arguing?
I don't know.
We just disagreed on it.
Because Clint Howard is a personal hero of mine. And he would be no... And what's his name?
Ron.
Ron would be nowhere without Clint Howard.
That's right.
Well, let's have a talk about it. By the way,
let's have a talk about it.
Podcast 71 brought to you by Bud Light Lime Limerita, margarita with a twist, 8% alcohol with 8 fluid ounces, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis, Missouri.
Right.
St. Louis, Missouri.
Yeah,
by the way, I saw Dark Knight Rises, best of the trilogy.
You did?
I want to see it.
Yep.
Did you see it, Nick?
No, not yet. Oh. Plan on seeing it this week.
It's incredible.
Is it? Is it awesome?
To Lori. Damn it. Never mind.
What?
I want to delete this off of my page, but I can't now.
What?
I put the poll on my page, but I wanted to put it on the Waste of Podcast page, but I can't.
Well, I'll just leave it up in both.
Yeah, no
we'll take an average of the scores.
Nobody cares.
I think this one will get good. I think this one will get good reviews, Dan.
Go to the Facebook page, kids.
Dan, I just called him Dan.
Go to the Facebook page, kids, and vote.
I mean, Dave.
Okay, so Lori unvoted. Okay, I still don't know how I can delete that. Unfortunately, I'll figure it out. But vote for the real poll. Oh, here it is. Delete. Lori, go to the Facebook page. Everyone, go to our Facebook page and vote. Oh, and everyone who went to the iTunes page. I love every last one of you. I love all your faces because you've because a few people put stories on, not stories, but you know comments.
Stories.
They put little stories.
Stories. Little. Oh, I listen to the podcast when I'm taking a bubble bath.
Once upon a time.
It's so peaceful.
A little story.
When Dave yells at everybody on the podcast.
Shut the face.
And that Nick is so adorable. For being a six-year-old make-a-wish child.
Drinking margaritas.
Drinking margaritas.
A drunk six-year-old make-a-wish child.
That's right.
So do we have a jizzle tweet that we're going to highlight?
Dumbledore.
Where was that?
No, we should make it another one since we made the one a poll.
You're a poll.
You're a poll.
Everywhere a poll, poll.
I'm going to retweet this. And I'm going to favorite it. And he puts here, oh, crap. I put the limp in Olympics.
Hmm. That's kind of funny.
I'm also going to favorite the Shut Your Mouth White Snakes on. I'm going to retweet that, too. All right, so.
I think that one's a double entendre.
Is it?
Someone wrote, it's not all here anymore. It's not here.
Uh-oh.
It's not here. Maybe we're looking at somebody else's podcast.
Maybe. That makes me sad. I think I have to
There's
go to...
There's no stories to read.
No stories.
No stories, teacher.
No story time.
It's Friday and we only have 10 minutes left. No stories. We've been so good.
You would be a terrible student. I would not be, you would be out of my classroom.
You know, it's a lot of teachers said that.
You shall not pass.
Actually, it was pretty funny. One of them, my biology teacher, she made me read The Hobbit because I had her for where you didn't do anything, you just did homework. What's that called?
Like a study period?
Study hall. Yeah, mm-hmm. Study hall. I had her for study hall, but I never had anything to do, so she made me read The Hobbit.
Oh, really?
So therefore, Gandalf wins. Hobbit was a pretty good book. I liked it.
They were good. They're long.
Yeah.
Very, very long.
That's what Mrs. Gandalf said.
Hey,
Adam. We went to Goodwill this week. I went to Goodwill with a buddy. And I saw they had three little cat posters, and then like one with like two little cats in like a hammock.
Aww.
And then one with like a dog and like a sunflower and like a little black child.
What?
Let me just say that Molly has hung up a puppy poster. I now have puppy posters.
Puppy posters. I hear you.
Oh, that's cute. But I almost yeah. bought it and was going to mail it to you, but I didn't.
Nick's like, yeah, that's cute.
But I thought of you whenever I saw it. And if my phone took better pictures, I would have taken a picture for you.
All right, I have story time.
I wish you...
Did I read what Charlie wrote last week?
No.
Even if they have little in-jokes I don't always get, well worth a listen of random funny banter. Puts a smile on my face. And then she did two dots, which is a colon, and a D to make it look like a smiley face.
See, I told you, she's my new fan.
And then this other person... Jamie wrote, my husband has been a listener for a while now, so I decided to give it a listen. The show is very funny and brings a smile to an otherwise dull Monday.
Aww.
So thank you. I believe that is Mike's wife or something. On that note, does anyone else have anything to say?
Oh, I have lots to say, but little time to say it.
We run our own ship. We can go for hours.
No, I'm good. I gotta go pee.
awoapodcast@gmail.com is our email account. If you have anything you want to ask us, any questions that us the talkers can answer,
or leave a voicemail on speaktomypipe.com.
If you go to speakpipe.com, or if you go to our Facebook page, which is Another Ways to Podcast Facebook page, you can click on SpeakPipe and you can leave us a voice message if you have a microphone.
Talk to my pipe.
Find us on iTunes. Rate us with 5 stars. Listen to past episodes, but don't go back to number 1. Was not good.
Don't do it.
But you can go all the way back to 15.
That was the introduction of intern Nick.
Which is now
just Nick.
Now just Nick.
Just Nick.
Did we change it?
I think I did at the beginning of the show.
I'm just Nick now.
Just Nick.
Just Nick?
Just Nick.
I don't know how I feel about that. We'll see what I think about next week. Adam.
I was going to say, the son of a bitch next to me.
Before we move on any further, I forgot to ask you. You said you had big things in the works and things that you were going to talk about. Was there anything you wanted to bring up now while you had the opportunity?
I am going to have an improv school, so to speak. Working with a theater group that I work with in town. They asked me if I would head up their improv wing, I guess you would call it. So I will be teaching improv classes and then also forming an improv group where we will get to perform shows and things like that.
Awesome. Hey, guess what? You haven't done it yet, but you already have two guest like improvers that you can invite.
Improvisers.
Yeah,
what did he say?
Improvers.
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 Well, nice. You have one guest improver and Nick. Just Nick.
Just Nick.
And there's just Nick to help out.
You have International Performing Improv Artist Dave.
That's right. International.
Nick. International.
And just Nick.
And Nick. I performed in foreign lands improvisational comedy in front
really?
Of... Yes.
Where?
In Singapore.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they think you were
Welcome
funny?
Welcome to Singapore.
They thought we were hysterical when we fell on the floor.
Oh, cool.
And when we sang out loud.
That's so unfortunately what gets the most laughs.
When we sang. They loved when we sang. They thought it was hysterical.
You were in Singapore?
Yes.
Like China?
No, like Singapore. Singapore is its own country.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's cool, man. I didn't know that.
Have we never talked about this?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I thought we did. Dave made a series about it.
It's on the internet. You can watch it. There's a 10-part series about the whole trip.
Oh, wow.
You should
check
it out.
I'll have to take my busy life and slow it down and watch.
Go on MySpace. That's where you'll find it.
It's all over MySpace.
It's all over MySpace. MySpace is the big thing. I'm going back to MySpace, by the way. I made a post there the other day, so if anyone's my friend, check out my MySpace page. I'm going back there.
Dave Nody checks out our page now.
But I'm going to my MySpace page.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going MySpace. That's where it's at.
That's where it's at.
Kiwi, have a good night. Lori, have a great night. Everyone have a great night. I don't think anyone else have anything to say. Adam, anything else going on? Nope. Big things in the works. Nick?
Stay away from black red ants.
Wow. Yeah. Nick was going to say stay away from black people.
No, I said
I thought he was going to, too.
I meant to say red ants.
Nick, since we've gone all the way to the end of the show for you to bring this up, do you want to talk about this?
No, just stay away from red ants.
Nick had an episode.
Yep.
Aw.
Next time could
vapors.
Be fatal. I had the
did
vapors.
Did he have ants in his pants?
He literally had ants in his pants.
I literally did.
To go with the crabs.
That's all right.
Sarah,
ew.
Do you have anything you'd like to bring up for the show right now? Something that you can stop and help the show go for another half hour?
No.
Stop. Collaborate.
Listen.
I will hopefully, with this new laptop, be back in business soon.
Selling stuff.
Yeah.
Selling her wares.
Wares. So you're not selling anything right now?
I can. You got money? I'll sell you something. Right now.
You got money?
I was going to say, wait, if I could catch in between orders, I need blinds. Or,
oh, that's right. You wanted the pool. I haven't been
Charlie
to,
says
I'm going to go to Joanne's on Wednesday. I'll look for fabric.
I'll pay you back,
Nick. Charlie says I laughed, and Nick, I was being sarcastic, but never mind. I don't know.
See, I told you, my new fan, right there.
No, I think she's being sarcastic about being your fan.
Whatever.
I
know you love me, Charlie.
Because I only had one comment during the pre-show music, and that was Charlie commenting on this song by Noel Gallagher and the High Flying Birds. I'll play it again because I didn't feel like finding any other music. This is a song called Everybody's on the Run. Oh, and if you listen to the pre-show music, it was all running themed.
Oh.
Every song was based upon a running song.
I just watched the running game.
For the Olympics. So, on behalf of the rest of the team, see you, see you, see you, see you, see you.
Adios.
See you.